This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Now that EPA documents from a public records request have been turned over, Save Family Farming has to decide what to do with information they say confirms suspicion the agency was fully aware the What's Upstream campaign was using taxpayer money to fund its lobbying efforts. Director Gerald Barron says the facts and laws are all right there.
The decision made not to enforce was not really made on legal basis, but more on a political basis. And it's a little bit disheartening and probably a little bit frightening to think that enforcement of the laws of our state are not being based upon whether laws are being broken, but based upon who's the one breaking them. But that's certainly what appears to us here. And that serves to undermine the confidence of the public in whether we live in a nation where everyone is subject to the laws.
Referring to a recent Capital Press article, Barron says former EPA Region 10 Director Dennis McLaren still denies any wrongdoing.
Statements that Mr. McLaren made in that interview are completely contradictory to what the documents show. So we're very concerned about the Puget Sound partnership because we now believe someone who has a very aggressive anti-farm track record is now sitting in a position where he can have significant influence over decisions relating to the environment.
Listen tomorrow for Barron's thoughts on McLaren's new post with the Puget Sound partnership.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.